146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mooreville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in. But without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Meeting will be on October 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Mooreville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to connect the net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.mooreville.arc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is. Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot. Matthew, I am operating portable input line, over.
Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Delta Foxtrot. Matthew, good evening. Thank you for checking in and how's things going your way this evening?
Can't complain too much, working on programming some radios. Just listening in the background to the what you got. I haven't heard a net yet, so with that, I'll return you back to net control, KD2DXO.
Okay, Matthew, glad you checked in this evening and always have, you know, pleasure to have new check-ins or new folks join us and old folks and so on, and works out really well. Okay, you have a fine evening, 73, have a good weekend, and we'll see if any other portable battery-powered or mobiles would like to check in. Okay, are there any Echolink stations that wish to check in?
WB2RUQ.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, and my good friend Kevin James is next in line. Back to net control.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York through the Echolink system, and thank you, Bill, from Pennsylvania for recognizing me. I am the tail runner here tonight on Echolink.
All right, very good. We've got three. Kilo Delta 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, Kevin, KA3TFB, Bill, and W. Believe I've got it correct. I know I do. WB2RUQ, John. All three, welcome to the net. And we'll start at the top with John. WB2RUQ. John, how you doing?
Yeah, good, sir. It's WB2RUQ. I normally operate out of the Hudson Valley, but currently I'm in St. Augustine, Florida, where it's 81 degrees and raining lightly. So I'll throw this back to you, WB2RUQ.
Hey, John, always nice Okay, we'll pick up with Bill, KA3TFB. Bill, how you doing?
Hi, Roger, Roger. I've noticed today here the moon is bright, but it's a little cloudy out. So I guess tomorrow it'll be even a little brighter. I know Kevin James here is going to do some weather announcements later, maybe tomorrow, about the weather. And, of course, I'm too far away to listen. We've done porch work today. Some of the porch work involved painting and putting some screws in some lattice that's out front in front of the porch so it stays together, and other miscellaneous deeds. Anyhow, we're working on the house before it gets winter too bad here, where I have to shovel snow, which I hate. Anyhow, back to deck control. Thanks for being there. KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. And we'll be listening. And indeed, a good evening to all.
Okay, Bill, real fine. Yeah, it sounds like you've got a fall project going with a few things to tend to, and I know what that's like. I think we're all in fall preparation at this point, much as we like summer. It's coming upon us, and nothing we can do about it. All we can do is prep for it and hope everything was done the way we wanted to and works out good for the winter. All right. Well, glad you checked in. You have a fine evening, 73. And we'll move along and see what Kevin's got. KD2PFM. FPM. I'm sorry, I did it wrong again, Kevin. I don't know why I get it mixed up sometimes. Just something wrong with the gray matter up there. It doesn't seem to articulate the way it should. Anyway, how's things with you this evening?
Hey, not doing too bad down here in the Central Southern Tier. This is KD2FM, Kevin James. I think what it is I think George and I possibly, I think it is George, he and I have a similar suffix in our call. I think he's PFM and I'm FPM, so I think that's possibly why it causes a little confusion there. Yeah, Bill in Warndale, Pennsylvania, he is exactly right. I am covering the weather here. In fact, I just checked in on the Adirondack Praise Network from my location, but I had to go through the website, adkpraise.com. And then I clicked on the live listen link, and I actually heard myself on the air here about 10 minutes ago, so I was like, oh, yep, still on the air up there. Tomorrow night, incidentally mentioning the moon, there's going to be a full lunar eclipse. It'll begin at 9:07 p.m. Totality be from 10:11 p.m. to 11:23 p.m., and the whole event will be finished up by 12:27 a.m. Monday morning. So that's Sunday night, 9:07 through 12:27 a.m. Monday morning. Hopefully pray for light cloud cover, because that's what we have here tonight, and the moon is almost full here as we can see it from my location. Under 57 degrees, under high clouds, that is, we have tonight, but hopefully tomorrow night it's as good as this or better. All right, on that note, I'll say 7-3. I'll back out. This is KD2FM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Very good. Yeah, I'm glad you gave us that information on that. It was something that I know Sherry and I both had talked about and good to watch for. And maybe we get lucky enough to see it. A lot of times we have the clouds in the way and, you know, it just interferes with that type of thing. And it's sad because a lot of these events just only happen, you know, in a good number of years, and you would certainly like to enjoy it and, you know, have the full effect of it. Okay, well, thank you for checking in, KD2FPM. I got it right this time, and I'll tell you what, I got it branded in the brain. I know the difference, and yet I screw it up every time. But anyway, you have a good evening, 73, and we'll make it, let's see, we'll make a call here for regular members and guests. This is N5AOW.
Sis. KD2AIT, good evening.
KA2ZNZ.
Hey, we've got KD2ZNZ, KD2AIT, Jeff. Jack and Jeff both. Jeff, what's going on? How's your day? I hope you're at a point where you're getting to enjoy the weekend again, and maybe enjoy the weather and everything going on.
Well, good evening, it's KD2AIT. Yeah, we're up here at camp with the kids, and they got one of their friends up here, and they're having a good time. They're chatting around the campfire, rather loudly, actually. And we had a good time today. The temperature here right now is 51 degrees. Feels a little bit cooler tonight than it did last night, and we have the wood stove going here in the camp. Just got it started. Want to get a good bed of coals in there before we head out to bed here in an hour or so. Not a lot to report. We got a lot of projects done here at camp today. We got one of the deer stands hung up. We had to tow this old car out of here today. We got that done. And we cleaned out the water tank, which was 2 years overdue. And this required a lot of bleach and a lot of back and forth to the river, but we got it done. And we did a lot of skeet shooting, a lot of target shooting, and a little bit of hiking around up here. So getting a lot of those winter projects done. We raked out some of the drainage ditches, and a busy day today, but we're all kicking back and relaxing. We had, we cooked some barbecue corned beef on the campfire tonight. It took all about 6 hours to cook it, and did it come out good. Cut it paper thin, and it was as tender as a napkin. And we also made some gumbo tonight with shrimp and sausage and crab meat, and it came out really good. So the boys are all, and me, are all stuffed, and we're having a good night here tonight. So KD2AIT. Back to that, and it's good to hear my dad out there, too, down in Florida. I hope you guys are having a good time down there, and we'll catch up with you, too, later. All right, KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for checking in. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I thought you'd kind of hear John on there and maybe link up later on. Yeah, I'll tell you what, when you get talking about food going on, making me hungry, and we didn't eat too long ago, but gumbo, boy, I'll tell you what, I haven't had that since the days down in Louisiana, and passing through there on some of the trips we made, and absolutely marvelous. Get a plate full of that, and you just can't finish it all. They hand you so much on a plate that, you know, and it is so good. You eat until you just can't take another spoonful or forkful, and then you wind up taking the rest home. And it's just as enjoyable the next day. So, I know what you mean there. Okay, well, you have a good evening. Everyone up there at camp, have a fine time. 73, and thank you for checking in. Now, I'll move along to Jack. KA2ZNZ. Jack, how you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good down here. The time is just right. We got in between the other repeater coming up, because my eye on Key will be up there too. And got up in the lower 70s today. Beautiful sunny day, but I agree it is dropping rather rapidly. We're down to 60 already. I know up here way it's probably down in the 50s there. So that's about it from down here, I guess. Just hope everybody has a good day tomorrow. And 73 is still out. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. I paused there, so it dropped down maybe that one will drop out. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's cooling down in a hurry. I looked at the thermometer when Jeff was talking, we're about a degree. Actually warmer than what Jeff was talking about, but it is cool. It drops down in a hurry. And I was saying that earlier when I went out. I went down by the garage and came back up, and boy, it was cool. And I had a shirt on, could have used a light jacket. And when I got on the back porch, I thought, wow, what a difference. So I guess we just make the best of it. It is coming, it's sneaking in on us, but we're just going to have to adjust to it, I guess. I think we're all looking, you know, since everything took place as late as it did, we're all looking for it to extend. But we're getting the warm days, but my God, when that sun peeks behind the clouds or whatever down the horizon, it drops down. It isn't giving us any break in that area. So, okay, you have a good evening. I'll touch base with you in a little while, and we'll make another call, see if anyone would care to join us. This is Empire VLW Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins.
KDTI AIT KA3TFB. I have a question for Mr. Kevin James. If I can go direct, Mr. Kevin James, could you spell the URL that you key up on your computer? Maybe I can log into it. If you can spell it, I heard AV praise, AB praise, AC praise. I can't make a distinction through the echo link. Over.
Get up, Kevin. Feel free to respond on that one.
Okay, yeah, Roger, KD2FPM here. I'll give that website phonetically. It's Alpha Delta Kilo Praise, the regular word praise. So ADK is for the Adirondacks. Again, that's Alpha Delta Kilo with the word praise, all one word, .com. And then there should be a live link button that you can pick up there, and then you can listen live. Live 365 also carries that, which it may take you to that location. So, but like I said, I don't want to confuse everyone. ADK Praise, again, that's Alpha Delta Kilo Praise.com. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Bill, would you like to respond to that?
Roger, Roger. Thank you, Mr. Kevin James. Thank you, Net Control. That's ADK praise.com. Thank you very much. We'll log into it.
Okay.
2DXF for a comment.
I think I almost doubled with you. Kevin, if you picked up the signal, there was a gentleman in there. I didn't get the call, but go ahead and pick it up.
KD2DXF. I had a comment for Jack. I want to let him know I'm not going to be on the K2IQ repeater. I'm up in the Adirondacks for the weekend.
KD2DXF. I don't know if he copied on that or not. Kevin, did you copy that report from Jack?
Now this is KD2DXF. I had a message for Jack, ZMZ. Wanted to let him know that I wasn't going to be on the K2IQ repeater this weekend.
Oh, very good. I misunderstood. Okay. That's for KA2ZNZ. Jack, if you're still monitoring the frequency, KD2DXF has a message for you.
coming up on 9:30. He's probably starting a Zach Penn nap. This is KD2DXF. I'll give it back to next control.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I know there's been a little interference problem there, too, with the other repeater. And what we've been doing is letting this one drop out, given a few seconds to let it trips the other repeater. I'm sure you're aware of that. And anyway, that way we can get to them. A lot of times it doesn't quite work out to what we really want, but it's been a problem, and I'm hoping maybe they can correct that out there with that, put the tone back onto it, and maybe it won't be so easy to trigger. Okay, I'll make another call for Jack, see if he might be listening. KA2ZNZ. Okay, this is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight and all those that listened. I want to thank KD2DXF, Bill in Pennsylvania, Jack, Jeff, have Kevin and Oneana, and John, WB2RUQ, and also KD2KDF Matthew. Everyone have a fine evening. 73, have a good weekend. This is N5 of AOW Clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'm going to be clearing through this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys tomorrow night, and we'll check up that lunar eclipse beginning just after 9 p.m. tomorrow night. KD2FPM, this is 73 and clear.
Emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And again, I'm having interference from the Rochester repeater. So please wait till the tail on your repeater drops and maybe a few seconds after that. And hopefully it'll clear up. Stations, come in please.
KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, no traffic.
This is DXF, good evening, Jack. No traffic. Up on the Adirondack, so I'm not down Utica on the Utica repeater for the weekend.
Okay, very good. We had a double in there. I'm not sure if I missed someone or if they came back afterwards. I have KD2AIT, Jeff. N2WBX, Dennis. KD2DXF, Matt. Up in the Adirondacks, very good. Spent many years up there. Okay, very good. Any additional stations? Again, please wait till the tail drops and you repeat it. Any additional stations, come in, please.
KC2NBU.
Bob, we got you, N5ALW. Boy, your time is just right, because after it dropped, after the Rochester one dropped, it came up with its ID. So, if anybody came in just ahead of Bob, I'll make one more standby and give it another try. KA27Z, here's the last time.
KC2NBU.
Okay, very good. KC2NBU, hi Ray. Got a nice turnout tonight. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody's patience. And I know you're, I think you're going to try to put that 71.9 decode back on. I'll be anxious to see how that works. When you do that. Yeah, if somebody can let me know when it's in. Okay, very good. Any other stations? Where the world is at? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7312, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-8-2-0-0.